Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'Zecher to find her Zivug Hagun B'Karav Mamish. And now we're on the last two Mishnahs discussing what we had mentioned in Mishnah Beis, certain things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So Mishnah Zayin tells us, Brachos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. What are the brachos of the Kohen Gadol that we're referring to that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? And this is referring to the Kohen Gadol after he finished the Yom Kippur Avodah, he did everything, and now he's going to read from the Sefer Torah. What was the procedure? Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah, V'Noisna L'Rosh HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses, who's the one in charge of certain shul matters, they had a shul on Har HaBayis, so he's in charge of certain matters there, he would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, who's in charge of other things, namely who gets Maftir and who davens for the Amud, and a few other things as well. Then Rosh HaKnesses Noisnal is gone, and the Rosh HaKnesses would give the Sefer Torah to this Gan, the Vice Kohen Gadol, he's the one who would step in if something happens to Kohen Gadol, Vaz Gan, Noisnal Kohen Gadol, and this Gan would give the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol himself. The reason why we have such a procedure is because it shows the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol when it's given from one to another, all in ascending order of Chashivas, we see how Chashiv the Kohen Gadol really is. What happened next? The Kohen Gadol Eimed Mekabel, the Kohen Gadol would stand and receive the Sefer Torah, the Kairi Eimed, he would read from it standing, because he's not allowed to sit in the Azara. The only one who is a Kohen from Malchus Beis David, as we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah. And what would he read? The Kairi Achri Amos V'Achba Asar, he would read from Achri Amos and Achba Asar. These are certain topics that had to do with Yom Kippur. And then V'Goyles HaSefer Torah Menicha V'Chekai, he would roll the Sefer Torah shut and put it in his chest. He would hold on to it. Va'aymer, and then he would say, more than what I just read for you is actually written here, so that you shouldn't think it's Apostle Sefer Torah. And once he makes his declaration, so everyone knows that it's not Apostle Sefer Torah, he reads this parsha by heart, and that's because it would take too long for him to roll to it. It would be Tirchat Zibura, everyone would have to wait for him, and that's why he says it by heart. And afterwards, he makes these brachas. He makes these eight brachas afterwards. What are those? Number one, Ala Taira. He makes a bracha after finishing the Taira, which is Asher Nasal and Taira Semes. Next is Vala Vaida Vala Idaya, and this is our brachas of Ritzei and Maidim that we have in Shemaine Esrei. The next bracha he makes is Va'al Mechilas Ha'avain, and this is the main bracha of our Shemaine Esrei in Yom Kippur, which ends off Melech Mechav Selech Avanuseinu Vala'avanais Amai Beis Yisrael, so on and so forth. Then Va'al Mikdash, he says it's special tefillah and bracha that Hashem Shechina should rest on the Beis HaMikdash. Val Yisrael, this is a special bracha that Am Yisrael should be saved from their enemies. Val Kaihanim, this is a special bracha for the Kaihanim, that their Avodah should be accepted. And Val Shara Tefillah, this is a special bracha for the rest of Am Yisrael and needs that they have. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, with the last of the things that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, Parshas HaMelech. Ketzad, what is the case of Parshas HaMelech? This refers to Hakel, which is once every 7 years, all of Am Yisrael gathers together in the Azara, and the king reads certain sections from the Sefer Torah. And here we have the description. Maitzai Yontif HaRishon Shel Chag, Matzei, the first Yontif of Sukkos. And which Sukkos are we referring to? Bashmini B'Maitzei Shvias, on the 8th year of Matzei Shemitah, which means it's the year after Shemitah, that's why we're calling it the 8th year of Matzei Shemitah. Oysenli bimashal eitz ba'azara, they would build a big platform of wood for the king in the Azara, who yashav aleh, he would sit on it, shenemar kaz ha'pasuk says, mikitz shav ha'shanu b'mayid v'gaymer, and we have all these psukim describing Hakel. And what happened? So it's very similar to the previous Mishnah. Chazan ha'knesses noitel sefer Torah v'noisla Rosh ha'knesses, Rosh ha'knesses noisla z'skan, v'skan noisla l'kayin gadol, v'kayin gadol noisla ha'melech. The sefer Torah was passed from the Chazan ha'knesses to the Rosh ha'knesses to the skan to the kayin gadol to the melech, v'hamelech ha'minu mekabel, the king would stand and receive the Sefer Torah, v'kari yeshev, and he would read from it sitting. As we had said in the previous Mishnah, the only one that's allowed to sit in the Azara is a melech from Malchus Beis David. Now the Mishnah pauses to tell us something interesting. Agrippas ha'melech amad v'kibel v'kara oimed. Agrippas ha'melech, he stood and received the Sefer Torah, and he remained standing when he read from it. V'shibchul chachamim, and the chachamim praised him. Now why is that? Well, because Agrippas ha'melech, even though his mother was a yid, his father was actually from a family of avadim, from a family of hurdus, and really he shouldn't have been a king, and he was actually the last king in whose days the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And what the Mishnah just told us is that even though he shouldn't have been a king, at least he understood his position, and he didn't sit when he read from the Sefer Torah. And the Chacham praised him for that. And when he reached this section that says, you're not allowed to place an Ish Nachri, a foreigner, over you to be a king, Zalgoin of Demise, he started crying because he realized he's an Ish Nachri and he's not allowed to be the king. But Amrulai the Chacham told him, Altasyar Agrippas, don't be afraid, Agrippas, you shouldn't look at this negatively. Achinuata, 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 you are our brother. And the Gemara tells us the Chacham were actually held accountable for saying this because they should not have told him it's okay. It's not okay. He shouldn't have been the king. Now going back to Hakel, where does the Kohen Gadol read from? Bekar mitchilas el advarim ad shma. He reads from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim until Shma. Then he reads Ushma v'hayim Shemaya. Then he reads Aser to Aser and Kizchal Aser and Uparshas Hamelech uBrachos uKlolos ad shegamer kol parsha until he finishes the whole topic. And Brachos Kohen Gadol Mavarech Chayson Hamelech Mavarech Chayson. Brachos that the Kohen Gadol made after reading from Sefer Torah Yom Kippur are made by the kain gadol as well. Ella shenaisin shal regalim tachas mechilas ha'avain, except that he substitutes a bracha of regalim for the bracha of mechilas ha'avain. Mechilas ha'avain, which was the fourth bracha, was said by the kain gadol on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is mechilas ha'avain. But since we're on the regel, we're on sukkahs, we shouldn't be talking about mechilas ha'avain, and so instead the melech inserts a bracha for the regel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.